An unsettled weather pattern will be occurring in the northern plains, upper Midwest, and Canada's prairies as we move forward through the next 7 days. But there will not be necessarily any serious bouts of cold weather. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We do expect the temperatures to be very pleasant here today, with readings rising again well above normal in some locations, but not as hot as yesterday. Temperatures will be in the upper 60s and 70s across most of the region, which isn't that far off from what is typical of this time of the year. We do expect cooler weather, though, to overspread the region as we go into the weekend. Saturday will be a day of upper 50 and 60 degree highs, with the exception of southeastern South Dakota and southern Minnesota, where there will be some 70 degree temperatures. As we move into Sunday, the afternoon temperatures will be quite similar, with upper 50 and 60 degree readings in North Dakota and northwest in west central parts of Minnesota, and 60s and a few lower 70s occurring farther to the south. The temperatures early next week are expected to stay in a similar range initially, but will cool down as a new storm system impacts the region a little bit later in the week. The temperatures on Tuesday afternoon will be warmest. We'll look for 70s to be widespread, and it wouldn't be surprising at all to see a couple of extremes over 80 degrees in South Dakota. We could see that duplicated on Wednesday as that new storm system begins to bear down on the region, and then cooling will likely begin shortly thereafter. Nighttime low temperatures will not be any cooler than 40s and 50s through a big part of our forecast period, and when they do cool down, it'll be at the end of next week, most likely, after the last of the bigger storm systems passes through the region. We do expect some shower activity to develop today across South Dakota and southern Minnesota. The precipitation is not likely to be all that impressive, but it will be scattered about, and as we go forward through the night tonight, the precipitation will try to consolidate a little bit better and expand so that it impacts a bigger part of northern South Dakota, southern North Dakota, and into the west central and a few neighboring areas of Minnesota. The event will likely continue to shift northward as we go through Saturday afternoon and Sunday. The rain will eventually cross the border and end up in Manitoba as we get into Sunday late morning and early afternoon. The moisture totals with this first round of precipitation will likely vary from 2/10 to 3/4 of an inch. There will be a handful of counties and portions of counties that will get more than 1 inch of rain. That won't be widespread, though. As we move into next week, a bigger storm system is expected to evolve, and that's going to take place as we go from Wednesday into Thursday of next week, and it will likely produce generalized rain across the region, and some locally heavy amounts will be possible. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.